This is program number LW2054. Well, have you ever felt like you were all alone, that everything was turning against you, that you didn't have a friend in the world? Hi, this is Larry West. Rare is the person who's never experienced moments like that. And when we go through them, we need someone to look up to, who's been through them as well, and who came out a winner. Can I tell you a little bit today about Abraham Lincoln? If there was ever a man who went through moments, days, weeks, and felt like he didn't have a friend in the world, it was Abraham Lincoln. Near the end of that long and bitter war, the one 100 years ago in this country of ours, the Civil War, Grant lost almost 55,000 men at a place called Cold Harbor. He lost as many men as Lee had in his entire army. In 1 hour, Grant lost 7,000 men there, 1,000 more than had been killed on both sides in 3 days during the famous Battle of Gettysburg. Such slaughter was more than human nerves could endure. It broke the morale of the troops. The rank and file of the army were on the verge of mutiny, and the officers themselves were ready to rebel. Well, Lincoln was brokenhearted, but he knew that there was nothing to do except to keep on. He telegraphed Grant and told him, and these are his words, to hold on with a bulldog grip and chew and choke. Then Lincoln issued a call for 500,000 more men to serve. That call staggered the country. The nation plunged into an abyss of despair. Lincoln then ended up being cursed almost as violently in the North as in the South. He was denounced as a usurper, a traitor, a tyrant, a fiend, a monster. And this next is a quote. A bloody butcher shouting war to the knife and knife to the hilt and crying for more victims for his slaughter pens. His most bitter enemies declared that he ought to be killed. One evening, Lincoln was riding out to his summer headquarters and a would-be assassin fired at him and put a bullet through Lincoln's tall silk hat. Even Lincoln's close friend, Orville Browning, recorded in his diary in July 1864, and these are his words, "The nation's great need is a competent leader at the head of affairs." Lincoln had enemies by the tens of thousands, and they'd become more bitter as the hours went on. His friends turned their backs on him and denounced him bitterly. But you know, when that happens to a fellow, surely you would think that he could go home to a loving wife who would understand and hold him up. I mean, if there were one he could turn to, it would be her, wouldn't it? But believe it or not, Lincoln didn't have a friend there either. Mary Todd Lincoln, for more than a quarter of a century, would turn on her husband like a tigress, would storm against him, throw hot coffee in his face, embarrass him, humiliate him, and pull every vile trick on him in the book. Her contemporaries called her a shrew, a curse to her husband, a vulgar fool, insane. And how did Lincoln feel about his life and the pressures upon him? Well, it was Lincoln who said about that time, "Even the heavens are hung in black." But it was also Lincoln who said with incredible determination these words, "I desire to so conduct the affairs of this administration that if at the end, when I come to lay down the reins of power, I have lost every other friend on earth, I shall at least have one friend left, and that friend shall be deep down inside of me." Weary, despondent, looking for some strength somewhere, you know what Lincoln would do? Abraham Lincoln, in his aloneness, looking somewhere for some kind of strength, would go to his office, stretch himself out on a sofa, and pick up a small Bible and would turn it to the book of Job over there in the Old Testament. And it was there he would find comfort, reading such words as these, "Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me." A man totally whipped, or was he? For he was a man who found his strength in the Word of God. If you feel like Abraham Lincoln must have felt, then my advice for you today is to go to the source that he went to, that we all must go to in order to find strength, the Word of God. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course I think might help. It's yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.